Big tech companies are shopping for smaller ones. How will antitrust regulators feel about that? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. In the past several weeks, we've seen a bunch of acquisitions in the tech industry. Uber is looking to buy food delivery service Grubhub, Facebook buying the gift database Giphy, Apple buying a virtual reality startup, and several other companies since March. But before we all went into lockdown mode, the Federal Trade Commission was actually opening an investigation into past mergers in the tech industry and signaling that they'd be a lot tougher on companies trying to gobble up their rivals. So how does that square with what's happening now? Mark Lemley is a law professor at Stanford, where he teaches antitrust and internet law. He says there is still appetite for regulation.
This seems today to be an issue that unites the left and the right. So both the Democrats and the Republicans seem concerned about antitrust in tech and concerned about some of these acquisitions. And that suggests that there's a possibility for government action here that otherwise we might be skeptical of.
Is there anything that has stuck out to you over the last couple of weeks? Obviously, Uber and Grubhub got some sort of immediate reaction. Facebook says it's going to buy Giphy, Apple buying NextVR. Like, have you seen anything over the past couple of weeks that made you go, that's not going to fly?
None of those are worse than some of the ones that actually did make it through in the last several years, with the possible exception of Uber Grubhub, which does seem like it's directly competing with Uber Eats and Uber's existing entry into that market. But I think it might just be a cumulative problem. It's not that Facebook buying Giphy is worse than Facebook buying Instagram or WhatsApp, but it might just be a point at which the government says, you know what, enough. There's been enough consolidation among a few players here. We should cut it off now, even though arguably we should have cut it off some time ago. The agencies may just say enough is enough.
I guess there's an argument that it could be a little unfair, or that this sort of heightened antitrust scrutiny on these tech companies could put them in a position where they're saying, look, we actually do need to make certain acquisitions or make certain moves to keep our businesses strong in a recession that might be blocked or overly scrutinized. Is there a world in which it might get a little unfair to them?
I think the more common version of the argument is the acquired company won't survive. And that argument has prevailed in previous recessions, but I think it's used a lot of times when it's not actually true. And so I think one of the things you want to know is this company really a failing firm? And is the buyer the only white knight that's available before we say a dominant firm ought to be able to just go ahead and buy up a company that might otherwise be well positioned to kind of build a platform that is adjacent to it and reduce the footprint of the company?
Mark Lemley teaches antitrust and internet law at Stanford. The FTC, for its part, put up a post at the beginning of April saying, basically, no, we are still watching you. And now for some related links. In a sign that antitrust regulators are indeed not super distracted by what's happening all around us right now, the Wall Street Journal has reported that state and federal officials will probably file an antitrust lawsuit against Google sometime this year. And two former Obama officials, one the former special counsel in the Justice Department's antitrust division, the other the chief economist in the same division, put out a paper this week called Roadmap for a Digital Advertising Monopolization Case Against Google. Wired has a nice breakdown of what's in there. It's basically focused on advertising and ad tech specifically. It lays out how Google is the dominant player in almost every one of the technology layers that exist between a company paying for an ad and that ad showing up online. It also identifies 20 behaviors that might be anti-competitive. And yes, one of them is acquisitions. There's a link to the Wired write-up and the roadmap at marketplacetech.org. And here's what else we're watching in tech. Nothing much, just Facebook launching a whole new e-commerce business / baby Amazon competitor called Shops. Businesses can list their products for free on Facebook or Instagram. Customers will be taken to the business website to order things, or they can shop for things through Instagram direct messages, WhatsApp, and Messenger. And Facebook is testing its own product called Checkout, subtle, I know, where you can just shop and check out without ever leaving the Facebook universe. Facebook said it hopes the free listing service will result in businesses buying more ads on Facebook. And, you know, just a couple weeks back, actually, Shopify, the e-commerce platform that makes it easy for businesses to sell online, launched a new app called Shop that would also let small businesses list products online for people to buy. So while Mark Zuckerberg was announcing Shops, there was a moment where Shopify's stock just basically fell off a cliff and then rebounded in real time when Shopify's CEO appeared on the Facebook live stream to be like, yeah, no, yay. We here at Shopify with our Shop app couldn't be more thrilled to help Facebook launch a direct competitor called Shops. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.